Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called AI in Risk Management, Identifying, Assessing and Mitigating AI Risk for Directors by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And if you're a director or senior manager, this one is squarely aimed at you. Because the question Brett's answering is, what does a board actually need to do when AI is running inside your business?
Right. And his starting point is that AI risk isn't just an IT problem. It crosses 8 different categories: strategic, operational, model risk, compliance, ethical and reputational, security, vendor risk, and financial risk.
That list alone is useful because most businesses I see are still treating AI as a tech project. One person in IT and the board hoping nothing goes wrong.
Which is exactly the gap Brett's addressing. His framework is built around something called the AIOS model, an AI operating system, a cross-functional operating model designed for board-level oversight and executive delivery.
So what does board oversight actually look like in practice?
He's clear that the board doesn't execute. That's management's job. The board sets policy, defines risk appetite, and assures delivery. So there needs to be a regular AI agenda covering policy approvals, oversight structures, capital allocation, and assurance.
He also suggests a one-page AI board charter, which I think is the right call, because boards don't need another 40-page document. They need something they'll actually refer to at each meeting.
And one of the most practical elements is the AI inventory. Brett says management should produce a concise list every quarter: what models and systems are running, who owns them, what data they're using, and how critical they are.
This is where it gets real for a business owner. If you've got AI running in sales forecasting or customer service or just tools your staff use day to day, those are augmenting decisions, whether you've documented them or not. They need to be on that list.
Then each one gets tiered: low, medium, or high risk, based on impact and probability. Financial exposure, safety, compliance, reputational damage, anything touching customers, financial reporting or regulatory compliance gets classed as material and gets enhanced oversight.
So you're essentially asking, if this tool gave a wrong answer and something acted on it, what's the damage? That's the impact question.
Exactly. And alongside the inventory, Brett outlines a standardized assessment methodology: data quality checks, model validation with stress testing, a human-in-the-loop assessment, meaning how much human oversight is actually required, and a residual risk rating, combining likelihood and impact.
The human-in-the-loop piece is worth sitting with. There's real pressure in business to automate fully and remove people from the process. But for certain decisions, you probably shouldn't.
The framework is explicit on that. You document who's accountable for decisions, what the escalation protocols are, and where human judgment must stay in the chain.
And Brett addresses culture as well, doesn't he? Because policy on paper doesn't change anything on its own.
He does. He recommends role-based training programs across data science, compliance, product, and frontline staff. And he says risk-based KPIs should be built into executive and manager compensation, which is how you actually change behaviour at leadership level, not just operational level.
That's the part that tends to get left out of governance frameworks. Policy gets approved, training deck gets sent, nobody checks whether it changed anything.
Which is why the KPIs matter. Brett gives a full set for the board: percentage of material models with completed independent validation, mean time to detect and mean time to remediate a model incident, drift detection alerts and how many are resolved within SLA, training completion rates for staff in model risk.
What about vendors? Because a lot of businesses are running on third-party AI now, not building their own.
That's covered. There are vendor health scores, concentration risk, and outstanding audit findings as specific metrics. And Brett flags the need for contractual SLAs, audit rights, and dependency mapping for foundation models in particular.
So what does Brett actually recommend a director does at their next board meeting?
He gives a 7-point checklist. Ask management for a one-page AI inventory and materiality map, the enterprise AI policy suite, independent validation reports for all high-risk models, an incident log with remediation status, a resourcing and change program with RACI and budget, a vendor concentration and foundation model dependency assessment, and a proposed board dashboard with escalation thresholds for immediate approval.
That's a proper agenda item. Not how's the AI going, but 7 specific deliverables with owners and timelines.
That's the whole point. Brett's argument is that boards acting on this protect enterprise value and retain stakeholder trust. It's not about slowing AI down, it's about making sure the organization benefits from it without the risks running unchecked.
For our listeners this week, pick one of those 7 asks and put it on the agenda for your next leadership meeting. Just one. If you haven't got an AI inventory yet, start there.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working inside your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing.